Our next guest on the program is a book critic, essayist, columnist for the Wall Street Journal, a proud graduate, by the way, of Bowdoin College here in Maine, and the author of a really terrific new book entitled The Enchanted Hour, The Miraculous Power of Reading Aloud in the Age of Distraction. Megan Cox Gurdon joins us. Megan, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you in the great state of Maine.
The book was really wonderful. I've got a five-year-old, so this was right in my wheelhouse, and we read to him every night and love it so much. But it's nice to know it's doing more than just bringing us together as a family. And let's start with some of the science involved. And you talk early on in the book about what reading aloud to your children does for their brain development.
It's really kind of a remarkable thing. It's like a magic tonic in a way. If you think about children from the ages of 0 to 5, I mean, you're in that sweet spot right now. That's the age of the most tremendous brain growth. And a huge amount of development takes place in those early years. And what reading aloud does, if you sit with a child, you sit with your child or anyone else's, and you read a picture book to it, starting with babies and up to five-year-olds, what you do when you read with them is you engage all their deep brain networks. And reading aloud does this in a way that almost no other activity does, so far as I understand. What happens is, as the child is listening to your voice, read the story, they're doing is they're processing the language that they're hearing. They're looking at pictures, and that's playing using their visual capacities. It's drawing on their introspection and their creativity. So even though neurologists say we're not supposed to use the term lighting up for what the brain does, as a layman, I will use that term. Essentially, your child's brain is just lighting up. They're having plenty of time to react to what they're seeing. And it's incredibly helpful as their brains grow and develop the architecture for the rest of their lives.
And anybody who's read to young people know that when you're reading that story, it goes beyond just the story. It's looking for those hidden pictures that are there, the images. It's in some ways learning to spell, learning to use a proper language. There's so much that's happening there. And then along with all that, what you're doing for your relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the thing about it is, too, that reading aloud is, in some ways, it's like the greatest way to turbocharge your relationship with your child while you're developing their social-emotional capacities and also their language capacities, and you're enjoying a story together and liberating their imagination. It's really, for a lot of parents, it's hard for us. We are all thinking, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do the other thing. Oh, you're telling me I have to read aloud every night or every day or whatever. Well, the truth is, the busier you are, the greater it is as an activity for you and your children. And you know something also, Rich, not just with your children, but also with your own parents. You can read all the way along the age spectrum, and there's something good for everybody.
Absolutely. And screens serve their purpose, but it's so nice just to turn off, get away from those, and hold that book in your hands and look at it together.
You know, that's actually one of the great difficulties about this time that we live in now, right? We're all kind of grappling with how to make a balance between, the people in our lives and the off-screen activities and that, very tempting desire to kind of check the phone, check Twitter, check whatever. And so the Enchanted Hour, as I conceive it, is about turning off your phone, picking up a book, and reading out loud. And it really is important to get the tech out of the way if you really want to have a proper encounter with a book. And, I think I make the case in the book. I hope that your listeners will have a look at it and see what they think. Reading aloud is actually kind of an antidote. It's a way of replenishing some of what technology is taking away from us. You think about how home life is now for so many people. We're not really that present. It can be difficult to be very, sort of fully present with the people we love because our minds are half on what else is going on online. And when we read together, we're really building our relationship, and we're experiencing there's a sort of physiological connection, the lowering of our stress hormones, the increasing of our bonding hormones, and all of that takes place, in a really accelerated way when the machines are off.
We're talking with Megan Cox-Gurdon about her book, The Enchanted Hour, and you talk in the book about how reading allows children to develop and expand their vocabulary. And I think as a teacher, I teach high school students. I also think that extends to spelling as well. When I see students that have difficulty spelling, I often think it's because they haven't read a lot, because it's that thing that we all grew up with when you write a word and say, that doesn't look right, because you've seen it before in books.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right. And I wonder if, as a teacher, you have the experience where you kind of tell the students who have had a lot of reading aloud. I've heard from other teachers, especially in the younger grades, they can really see it. You know, there is, I mean, the truth of the matter is, children who go to school having had a lot of read aloud time are just a huge advantage, you know, through no virtue of their own, right? They've just been fortunate enough to be in the company of somebody who's taken the time to read to them. But correspondingly, children who go to school without a lot of read aloud time, they're at a disadvantage. And, you know, people might think, especially when you're talking about young children, like picture books, I mean, how many words are there really in picture books? You know, 32 pages, maybe, lots of illustrations, not that many, you know, not that much writing. But the fact of the matter is, this has been studied. And if a family picks up the practice of reading just 2 picture books a day, and that is a time sink of maybe 5 minutes, you know, it's not that much time. 2 picture books a day comes out to, at the end of a year, 438,000 words of text that a child wouldn't have heard and may not have heard anywhere else. But, you know, as you know, books open the world. They're not just about, you know, day-to-day life and, you know, here is your toy, or like, we're going to get in the car, but, you know, about the moon and animals and space, you know, it's really, there's no limit to what the worlds that children can explore through books, and consequently all the language that is attached to those worlds.
And it also teaches young people the skill of listening, what you call the power of paying attention. And a wonderful story you share in the book that you experienced, if I remember right, in Baltimore, watching fourth graders get transported to ancient Persia.
Yes, I was fortunate enough to be allowed to sit in on a read aloud session by one of a wonderful writer and a much acclaimed writer, Laura Amy Schlitz. And she's a librarian at a school in Baltimore. And I got to sit in on her read aloud, and you just watch these kids all. And, you know, the look of in the eye of a child who's transported by a story, their body's there, but their head is somewhere else. And these children were just, they sat still. They were just in, it was as though somebody had taken a magic wand and put a trance spell on them. And they were in the story, and they were imagining things, and it was lovely to see. And, you know, a lot of great work happens in children when we give them that time. One of the things that's very important is the attention span. You know, this is, again, this is something where we're seeing the influence of technology on our culture and on ourselves. I mean, I don't know about you, but I definitely feel it. If the estimates are correct, at the turn of the millennium, the average adult attention span was 12 seconds. That doesn't sound like much, but now, apparently, it is 8 seconds. So we're all being trained to have shorter attention spans. And with you and me, we can probably cover for it if we have a short attention span. But children at school absolutely have to be able to pay attention. You know, they have to be able to listen when they're being spoken to understand what's being said to them. And we've seen there's research on this, that the attention span persistence of a 4-year-old predicts whether the child will do well in math and and English at 21, and also whether the child, this is looking at how they behave at 4, whether they'll graduate from college or university at 25, by 25. So there are real consequences, and very great ones, if children can learn to have a nice long attention span.
Reading aloud, reading with your kids or anybody's kids, it's a gift you give children for life. And as you mentioned, it doesn't have to stop either. There's a wonderful story in the book about Albert Einstein reading to his younger sister, Maya.
Yeah, he used to read that. She had a stroke and was bedridden in middle age. And so he would go up to her bedroom in the evenings, and he would read to her from the Greeks. You know, he'd read Empedocles and Aeschylus and the great Greek philosophers and playwrights. He was a great fan of classical literature and thinking. and really felt that that was one of the high points of all of humanity. And so he shared these wonderful books with his sister. And it is true, you know, reading, we can read, obviously, with our children, we can read with our elders. I have seen and heard many wonderful stories of the sort of liberating effect of reading with someone who is in later years. Maybe they can't read so well for themselves anymore, but, you know, a highly experienced person who's seen a lot of the world and has to just sit there in a hospital room or, you know, a nursing home or just, it, you know, it's not necessarily the most stimulating environment for these fully grown adults. But if somebody takes the trouble to read with an elderly person, you give them a chance to re-enter the intellectual space, you know? And that's a great joy and consolation for a lot of people. It also seems to have, there seems to be some science suggestive that reading aloud with elderly people helps them to, it's a kind of cognitive stimulus for them as it is for younger people.
Life comes at you pretty fast, but you found a way for us to slow it down and take advantage of the wonderful power of reading. The book is terrific because it's got real-life examples and, of course, combines science, behavioral research, all in a fantastic read, The Enchanted Hour, The Miraculous Power of Reading Aloud in the Age of Distraction. Megan, I really enjoyed the book and also enjoyed the opportunity to talk with you about it this afternoon. Thanks for visiting with us.
I'm so happy to have done so. Thank you so much.